Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull. Rob Getz in the bullpen. Joining me here on the line for our community conversation this morning, I have Connie Neuse joining me from Hugeback Johnson Funeral Home. Connie, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for the opportunity here, Rob.
Absolutely. We last spoke with you, I believe, a couple of months ago, involving grief counseling and like there at Hugeback, and you guys doing some tremendous work in our community here. And coming up this weekend is no exception. Let's talk about what you guys got coming up.
All right. We've got a grief program that we're offering on Saturday morning, January 14th, from 8:30 to 10:30 at Hugeback Johnson Funeral Home in New Hampton, which is located at 101 West Main Street. And we're going to have fellowship and refreshments after the presentation. And the team members are myself, Chubb Freeze, Emily Schrickrath, Father Jim Guerin, Pastor Kevin Fry, John Cuvalier, Kim Ball, and Michelle Lau. It's just an amazing team. And I think we're going to have a lot to offer.
Now, Connie, what was your vision in putting this thing together?
Well, there's so many ways that you can honor your loved one. When I initially envisioned doing something impactful for the community to honor the legacy of my brother Keith, who passed away last fall. And then I got to thinking that I wanted something uplifting and got really enthusiastic about organizing a faith-filled event with powerful music and personal reflections to just try to bring some spiritual revival into the new year. And I'm just confident that I have the right team to make that happen on Saturday.
Speaking with Connie Neuse here on 95.1 The Bull from Hugeback Johnson Funeral Home, coming up this Saturday morning, 8:30 to 10:30, an inside look at your grief program there at Hugeback. Now, what kind of people are you looking for this event? What's your audience?
Rob, everybody is welcome to this event at no cost. We just ask for your time to come and see what we have to offer as far as spiritual nourishment is concerned, and there will also be some kolache deliciousness to fill your morning.
And so far, how successful has been the program for grief counseling there, Connie?
You know, it's really hard to measure, but our hope as a team is that for somebody to, at least one person, to walk away from the event with just a sliver of peace in their heart. And then we also hope that people will be willing to step out of their comfort zone to try to allow some healing and growth in their suffering.
Very good. Connie Neuse joining me here once again on 95.1 The Bull. An inside look at your grief program coming up Saturday morning, 8:30 at Hugeback Johnson Funeral Home in New Hampton there. Now, for more information or to maybe learn more about the grief program here, Connie, how can we learn more about it?
You could call 641-394-4334 and ask for me or just ask somebody at the desk there.
Very good. And any final thoughts on as we get towards the grief program coming up this Saturday, Connie?
Yeah, Rob, I also had intended when I was planning this event is for this to be a bridge to our next grief share cycle that starts at Prairie Lakes Church on February 20th. And it'll be on Monday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. through May 15th. And then there also is an inspirational speaker on suicide that's coming to Prairie Lakes Church on February 5th from 2 to 4 p.m. I just think these are a couple events, too, that are upcoming that people might want to consider.
Oh, absolutely. And we will revisit that as we get into next month, February, and get more into in-depth with the grief cycle there and speaker coming there at Prairie Lakes Church. So lots of stuff to look forward to here in the coming weeks with you guys there, and of course especially this weekend with the inside look at your grief program at Hugeback Johnson Funeral Home. So Connie Neuse here on 95.1 The Bull, thank you so much for sharing this information with us this morning on the Morning Roundup.